This is Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton with Ashley Thornburg. And in our Bismarck studio, we have Sue Belcom.
Sue, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Time for another installment of Main Street Eats. And, of course, we do this segment because all of us really love to eat. And eating in the way that is, it feeds
healthy.
Your soul. Well, sure. But the community building aspects of food preparation, there's no shortage of that. And that starts when you are getting the food. And, of course, you are active at the Bismarck Mandan Farmers Market. And you have some tips for people specifically getting their food at farmers markets.
Right, because not everybody thinks about going to market. You know, in a lot of European countries, they only buy their food for a week at a time. And so they're always congregating at farmers markets, picking out their breads and their vegetables. And so I'm wondering, there might be people out there that have never gone to a farmer's market that maybe we could kind of encourage by telling them a little bit about how this works. First of all, I have to say that when I'm at farmer's markets, and I do a lot of talking, as you probably already know, and people hear my voice, and I'm not kidding you, your listeners are farmer market shoppers because okay. I get people coming up to me all the time. They're like, I recognize your voice. Or I'll hand them a business card and they're like, oh, hey, you're on the radio. I'm like, yes. So all of the rest of the people in the world, we want to encourage to come to farmers market. So based on a few comments outside of my new notoriety, I hear these comments like on Sunday, somebody's like, well, it's 10 minutes to 12. I don't understand. Why isn't everybody set up? Well, dear friends, we love it in the garden more than we love it on the street. And so sometimes we're not always there right away at 8 o'clock when the bell rings for early sales. So if you really want something, don't wait till noon because we're early birds. And so you have to come early to a farmer's market because the people who shop there often will know that if you want a bushel full of picklers, you got to be there before 8. Our market starts at 8 during the week. And so if you're there at 8:30 sometimes, you know, oh, I'm sorry, but we don't have any cucumbers. And nope, the cabbage is all gone. And because there are people that understand that we pick it fresh, we like to sell it fresh, and then we go home and we start all over again.
So if you're looking for something specific and you know it's going to be at the market, get there early.
Yeah, absolutely. That, or if you get in there and you chat, not when we're busy, but, you know, if you see us standing there by ourselves, which doesn't happen very often, come over and talk to your farmer. Talk to them about what you would like. And if they have a lot of cucumbers or a lot of tomatoes or something, they'll actually, you know, set some aside for you for the next market. Or you can make a transaction after or the next day. But it's nice, you know, go up and talk to your farmer, find out what they've got, and then tell them what you want because we're happy to accommodate. There are many times when things start coming in abundance that there is extra, and we would love to be able to get rid of like 10 or 20 pounds of something. You know, they're first, you know, it starts out high demand and then it slows off and then something else comes into season, which is something else you should be mindful of. You know, is that these vegetables are seasonal. So we still, to this day, it's late. It's getting late and later. School's already started. And people are coming up and they're like, where are the peas? How come you don't have any peas? And we're like, you're kidding me, aren't you? Like, that's an early cold weather crop. And so you have to kind of, like, talk about, you know, learn about what's in season at your market.
Well, this is tomato season we're coming into now, and I know that the Red River Market, for example, the stands are kind of competing. There are lots of tomatoes there and lots of different varieties, so maybe they're on a sign somewhere. You can actually peruse without actually going in sometimes.
That's right. More and more vendors are actually putting up, like, the little stands on the ground. Ugh. The easel-shaped signs.
Sandwich boards?
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. That will actually tell you what they're selling or what they have that day. They're also, a lot of times, will use little table toppers, you know, and just tuck them in the basket. They'll give you prices, and they'll tell you what the varieties are. Some people, like myself, sometimes run out of time. You know, this isn't just, oh, yeah, we're going to bring boxes of vegetables. I think sometimes people forget that we're actually growing these plants, and we're putting them in the ground, and we're babysitting,
and we're
picking them. We're weighing them out. We're putting them in bags. We're creating signs. I do labels on all my breads. So the baking is nothing. It's putting the stuff in the bags and boxing it up, loading your car up, going to the market, and then you get inundated with people before you can even get it out of your trunk. And sometimes it's nice if you just kind of say, gee, you know, could you use a little help putting your canopy up? Or maybe I could help arrange this on your table. And some of us like to work alone, but there are times when I could use a friendly hand to, like, get my canopy up and out of the way of everything else. So,
I think you like people to buy you coffee, too, don't you?
Absolutely. Now, that should be a law. You do not come to somebody's place of business with a single cup of coffee. I mean, we're there, and we don't, like, I'm by myself. So unless one of my kids show up, I don't get to go to the bathroom or anything. I'm, like, stuck there.
Well, you don't need any coffee then.
Well, I know, but it's so nice to have coffee. And then hopefully somebody will come later on and say, hey, can I watch your booth for you while you run over and use the restroom?
My name is Honest Abe. Yes.
I don't know if you would want me to watch your booth, though, Sue, because I'm looking at your cheat sheet of farmers market shopping etiquette, and I see one that I'm like, uh-oh.
Don't fondle my produce.
How did you know I was going to do it? I learned by touching.
I know, right?
And how do you know if something is good and properly ripe if you don't pick it up and squeeze it
and
smell it and rub your face?
Well, and a lot of times there are samples too, so we do have to be a little careful about how much handling. But I found that people that come to farmers markets are not so paranoid about you know, the fact that we're outside and we don't have, you know, a place to wash our hands. We do bring water and rags and things like that to keep clean up. But yeah, don't, you know, if you're going to buy it, then that's fine. But sometimes people just come by and they play around, or, you know, you never know what their motivation is. I'm like, don't touch my stuff, okay? I don't like when you touch my stuff.
Oh, no.
And heirloom tomatoes in particular are very delicate compared to the ones at the grocery store. I got to say this. I hope that the person who did this is not listening to the radio station. I don't know who it was, but my friend sells my bread over in Mandan while I'm in Bismarck because I can't be in two places at once. And she said, yeah, we have one loaf of bread left that we couldn't sell. She said the lady knocked it off the table, picked it up, put it back on, and bought a different one.
Aww.
Like, don't do that.
Yeah.
Well, that gets us to another thing here. I mean, some people go to the market and they think it's a place to bargain.
Oh, yeah. See, that's, you know, it's maybe fine if you have a really, really good relationship with your farmer, that you've been buying things from them for years. It's the end of a season of something that they might give you a deal on, like a large quantity. But, oh, my gosh, you guys, you know, when I charge $10 for a quart of watermelon pickles and somebody makes a face at me like, oh, my gosh, how can you charge that? I'm thinking, how can you say that when you know yourself how much work it is?
And time.
And then ingredients nowadays are so stinking expensive. You know, like jars have gone up exponentially. Even seeds. You know, six years ago, you weren't paying $4 for 25 seeds. And if you guys know me, I count them to make sure I get my 25.
You don't have a pickle factory. You know, this is custom work.
Right. And we are really close to our work. You know, like, we take a lot of pride in what we do. And we have that emotional connection to our food that is part of what you're buying from us. You know, you're coming to market and I'm giving you something that is of the best quality that I can produce, that I would do for my family what I would like to do for yours. And I tell you, I've had some really, really positive, wonderful responses from my customers this year. And I go home and I'm just like, oh, thank you, God. It's just so much fun for me, and I hope it's so much fun for them.
Well, I appreciate getting recipe ideas, too.
Absolutely. And we, in return, would like to know what you're doing with our products. So when somebody comes by and they're kind of like, oh, I've never even seen that before. What is that? You know, we'll give samples usually, and then we'll tell you what to do to cook it the simplest way. You know, and then if you guys go home and you find some other great recipe that you want to share, bring that back to us, because 90% of what we do is kind of educate people about eating good, healthy, fresh food.
Well, the other thing that I notice when I go to the market, and I've started doing this myself, is I bring my own bag.
Good thinking.
And I, you know, I don't have any around, but I don't bring $100 bills either.
You know, or even like 20s, like that's usually what we have to prepare for, because that's what a ATM will kick out.
Right.
I do have a phone and I do have a Square account. And so I can take credit or debit cards. But really, when you're in the thick of things and you've got four or five people and they're asking you questions and they're throwing money at you and pulling stuff off your table, it really is very helpful for all of us if you bring smaller bills. Like, we're always out of ones and fives, always out of ones and fives. So that's a good thing to keep in mind, is while we would love to take your debit card, we really like cash.
Yes, and I
you
think
don't have that transaction fee. Then.
Yeah, exactly. You
True.
Don't have that extra fee.
That's exactly
it's
right.
It's all cash.
And
right.
So when you shop at a grocery store, you're talking about things that are just huge by comparison to what a local farmer or canner or baker is doing. And so, as always, I don't even know how much money I make sometimes, because I don't like actually pay myself except for like an occasional $10 cup of coffee. But, you know, I'm just happy that that money is going into my hands, and then I can go to the local store and I can spend it on the products or the components I need to kind of make this big circle of food, you know. And it's all about the heart, you know. It's so support your local business people. That's what makes little communities really rock.
It makes bigger ones rock pretty well too.
Awesome. I always think of North Dakota as just one big small community.
We check in one long main street.
That's right. Well,
thank
I love
you.
It.
We check in with Sue Balcom once a week.
Thank you, Sue.
Thank you, guys.